Teaching often means using creative ways to get through to students about complex subjects. For example, at Marquette University, an assignment has led one undergrad to create a children's book about chemistry. WUWM's innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach tells us more.
Art has often been used to teach us something, including about science, even very commercial art. For example, in the 1966 science fiction film, Fantastic Voyage, a submarine crew was made tiny and sent inside a man.
Off on a fantastic voyage, actually entering inside the human body, exploring an unknown universe, unknown dangers.
About 30 years later, the cartoon, The Magic School Bus, shrunk the bus, teacher Ms. Frizzle, and most of her students, and sent them inside a classmate named Arnold.
We're here.
Yay! We're back where we started. These are Arnold's skin cells.
Cool.
When he was growing up, Marquette University first-year student Puya Mirzai was a fan of the Magic School Bus. He says that helped when his general chemistry professor asked their class last fall to create a children's book about chemistry. Mirzai eventually decided to shrink his characters, Danny and Noble, so Danny could get a better understanding of atoms.
Specifically, it's atomic bonds, so how atoms interact with each other. It's one of the more basic principles of chemistry, so I thought that since this is targeted towards children, the best principles we could choose to teach them are the basic ones.
Mirzai is majoring in biomedical sciences and hopes to go to medical school, but he decided to make his assignment book a comic book because he also has another ambition.
One of my dreams is to one day create a comic book when I am older. So I thought, hey, this would be, you know, a good chance to practice. I mean, it'll take some extra time, but, you know, why not?
Stuck with Atomic Bonds is the title of the comic book. Mirzai says he got a little stuck trying to finish the 12 pages of illustrations.
Doing all that in a small, compact time, it takes a lot out of you.
Mirzai says it took 20 hours to finish the comic book. To also keep up in other classes required an all-nighter or two. But the effort was worth it, as chemistry professor Lainey Noble says Mirzai got an A on the assignment. The instructor only found out during our interview that the character Noble is named after her. Professor Noble says one of her goals was to see if her students picked up what she was teaching them by having them explain it to others.
Because I think it was Albert Einstein that said, if you can explain something simply, you understand it.
Noble says that's also a skill useful for adults.
So a lot of times if we work just with other scientists, we can keep things pretty complicated. But when you look outside, when we're dealing with the media, when we're dealing with business side, finances, for us to understand what we know on that more layman terms is a bit challenging.
Keeping things simple, fun, and creative are things many educators do every day. But Puya Mirzai says he'd like to see more of that.
Anything that's not just being told facts, that seems like it would spark a lot more interest.
And Mirzai knows something about keeping things interesting. His comic book ends with a cliffhanger of characters Danny and Noble not knowing how to get back to normal size. Do they make it eventually?
We'll have to see.
Oh, this is only part one?
This is, perhaps there might be a part two, yeah.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.